Good morning, backstage. This is Em. Back with more questionnaire answers. Sorry. This is probably going to get posted with the one I did last night in one giant post because I don't want to spam you guys. But yeah, I'm in the middle of doing my makeup right now and I figured, well, why not try to do a little more in terms of recording while I do it. So I do apologize that this one's going to be a little noisier than the other audio, simply because I do have the fan on. It's a little warm and I hate being warm when the weather is warm. You know what I mean. Anyways, so I'm probably going to be doing two questionnaires because I think I have enough time for that before I have to go. So the first one is going to be the questionnaire by Sunnydale. Let's go. So question number one is, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? I think where I live right now is really good in terms of access to food, the beach, the mountains, everything basically, and attractions. Like, there's really good attractions where I live. But let's see, where would I don't like super big cities, but I also don't like small towns because I went to college in a small town and I think I'm done with that. Maybe London. I think London would be good. Ooh, or Vancouver. That's pretty good too. They both have like pretty decent public transportation and I'm tired of driving around everywhere. So London or Vancouver. What is the first thing you must do when you wake up? The first thing I do, well, usually I wake up and I hit the snooze button like 10 times. That's really bad, I know. If that doesn't count, usually it's just to check to see if I have any text messages, or like anything I need to respond to. And then I also check Twitter. I'm usually stuck in bed for a little while longer before I actually get out of it. Question number three, do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? I do play video games. I wouldn't call myself an avid gamer. Like, I used to be a lot more into it when I was in like high school and stuff. That was back when like MMOs were all the rage and everything. Like, I love MMOs because you get to like make friends and like also play a game. It's wonderful. But now I don't think there are as many MMOs that aren't like shooting games, and I'm not very good at shooting games. I'm gonna say that, but then my favorite game is Mass Effect, which is a shooting game. I love Mass Effect. I've played all four. I've replayed them. I think I'm in the middle of a replay for both 2 and 3 right now. I don't want to replay 1 right again because the graphics and the controls are different and it takes me a while to adjust. So yeah, I love Mass Effect. I played that on the PC. I built my PC 3 years ago and I'm too scared to open it up in case it stops working. If we're talking about like on systems or something, like I only really own Nintendo products. So I am in the middle of also playing Breath of the Wild, Splatoon, Mario Odyssey, stuff like that. Yeah. I do want to try possibly, I think, Final Fantasy 14, but the online one. So we'll see how that goes if I have time. Okay, so question number four. What is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with it? That's a good one. I think for show, it would be Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think it's funny and it's wholesome and I love the characters. And yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is pretty good. Pushing Daisies is also pretty good. I think Pushing Daisies is also on the top of my head because I did the food questionnaire and it mentioned Pushing Daisies. But yeah, that was pretty good too. For movie, I think I could rewatch. Oh, there's a few I would rewatch a lot, I think. I would rewatch Monsters University. I like that movie. I've rewatched Minions a few times. I love The Winter Soldier, so I could rewatch that a few times too. Oh. If we watch Ant-Man a lot, not like actively, but like I like putting it on in the background when I'm doing stuff or when I'm upset and it makes me feel better. I don't know why, but yeah, I think out of all the answers, it's probably Ant-Man. Yeah. Question number five. What is your favorite album by any band or singer? I think if we're gonna say that, it's probably just whatever album I listen to a lot. It will probably be Wanted on Voyage by George Ezra, or oh, what is it? That one by Arctic Monkeys from early 2000s. Oh, let me see. My oh, favorite worst nightmare? I think it's a tie. I'm not really sure. But yeah. where did the questions go? Okay. Question number six. Have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? I have never broken a bone. I do not want to ever break a bone. That sounds horrible, painful, and oh God, I hope I never break a bone. question number seven. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to or just don't know the logistics of it? I'm still learning about my kinks. I don't really have an extensive list and I don't know how to pull from them right now. Possibly DDLG then. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, question number eight. Do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? So actually, I just got a new toy, I think 2 weeks ago. It's the Womanizer. It is amazing. I was really worried because like reviews for those kind of toys always seem to be kind of mixed. It's like, well, I don't know exactly what this feels like. This is strange. This is not just vibration, it's this, it's that. But the Womanizer is amazing. Like, oh my God, it is amazing. I love it. Question number nine. When you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? By getting off? Was there a different answer? Or is it slightly more detailed? I don't know. Getting off? question number 10. What is the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? I don't know if we're talking about like physical attributes or if we're talking about like what they do. Back rubs, I guess. If it's actions, back rubs. It's nice. Because in general, like I'm not very physically affectionate with like random people, but like back rubs, oh my God. That yeah, back rubs. yeah. Okay, so it for that questionnaire. Let me see if I can do one more. Ooh, okay, I'll do the one by Nickel. So first question, team script or team improv? Who do you bet for? I'm all about the script at the moment simply because I can't multitask. I like if any of you have heard my audios, my ramble faps are literally just me being distracted as hell. I can't improv. I can't if I can't think regularly, I can't improv. I'm sorry. yeah, so scripts at the moment. I mean, like I hope I can do improv eventually, but we'll see how that goes. Question number two. What attracts you to a script? Is it the tags, the writer, the length, or other? I think it's usually the tags. If it's like someone that I've never read a script for before, it's the tags for sure because that's what pulls you in. And then if it's a script that, and I mean like after I filled it, if I really liked that script, then I will start doing almost, I'll go through like the writer's archive and like choose all the ones, other ones I want to do. The length isn't as important simply because I feel like that's based off my own pacing. Because even though it's a long script or a short script, you can either make it longer or shorter based on how you perform it. And unfortunately for me, they always end up really long. I don't know. It's like I'm filming a freaking TV episode or something. Okay, next question. Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? Searching for the right script, do you scroll down the feed for that day's script offers? Go to the writer's subreddits and browse the stacks? Plug your favorite tags into the script database? Or write a friendly PM request to a scriptwriter? Definitely not the last one. I'm too shy to do that. I don't want to put extra pressure on someone else to write something for me. I also didn't know there was a script database. I didn't know about that. Okay. Cool. usually I just browse whatever's new and then I will try to choose from that. Again, if it's someone that I've worked with before, then I'll go through their subreddits or whatever posts they have and choose from there. Next question is, you see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do you A, cross it off your list, B, who cares, you'll make it your own, or C, add to your own to be recorded list? I will usually just, it's probably B, I think, B or C. Simply because I think everyone does record differently, like the tone is always so much different. So I don't mind recording something that's been recorded. I try not to like have posts on the same day that they did, because I don't want them to think that it's I'm trying to compete with them or anything. It's just me trying to test my limits, I guess. Again, if anyone listening to this posts like fills the same scripts I do, I apologize if it posted it on the same day. It's not meant in any kind of negative way. Next one. Do you use the glorious GWA script database? If so, why? If not, why not? I do not because I did not know it existed. I'm very bad at this. Okay. Next one. Format. What's your pleasure? Narrative, one-sided dialogue, poem, or collab? Is one-sided dialogue when it's just one person talking? Because I think that's a lot of the scripts that I've been feeling. Isn't that most scripts? I don't know. I'm assuming dialogue is a little easier. Yeah, probably that. I don't do poems. I'm not a poetry person. And I don't know anyone enough to do a collab yet, so sorry. Okay, how do you work with a script? Read off your computer, iPad, iPhone, print a hard copy, mark it up, or a teleprompter? I read it off either my phone or my laptop, simply because it's easier to scroll without making sounds. So that's my answer. Once you've chosen a script, do you A, hit record and go for it, you're all about keeping it fresh, B, read it over to see what you're getting into, or C, be prepared, do a read through, and make notes? I am a mix of A and C. It's like all of them. See, I'll read it over and then I'll do a quick recording of maybe like 2-3 minutes, see how it sounds. And if those two to three minutes don't come out well, it's probably not a script I can do. Let's just put it that way. And then even then, like if I hit record, usually I will do retakes and stuff. So yeah. And vocal directions, yay or nay? Sure, it helps to have a prompt in the page, especially when your focus is fapping. Hell no, you'll monotone when you feel like, no, yes, give me directions. It helped me a lot because otherwise I do get really distracted. And then we're gonna have a very poor audio again. I'm sorry, I'll start laughing or something and it's ugh. Yeah. Coming up, when to orgasm indicated in the script is 1, absolutely crucial, 2, unnecessary, 3, depends on your mood. I think it is important. to know when you're expecting those. I think I like having those there. And then sound effects, we or oh no, run away, when a script includes sound effects suggestions. I think I'm C. It's okay if it's something simple you can do as part of your performance. Zipper sounds, door knock, and close rustle. Yeah. If it's something easy, I'm fine with it. Like, I'll do doors opening, closing, zippers, clothing dropping. I will do slapping sounds. I will do phone ringing, stuff like that. Like, that's fine. I think, like, the one I didn't do... for like the deposit audio, I didn't do the table shaking. Again, I do my recordings really late at night, and I don't want to wake people up with me slamming a table or something. And I couldn't find like one online either. So yeah, that's that. Simple ones are fine. Anything too complicated is probably a no. Do you consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? I think I used to follow scripts to a T, and then, but the thing is, like, when I'm speaking, sometimes, like, I'll throw in an extra stammer or something, and then I figured that's fine, as long as it goes with the flow of it. So, like, sometimes I'll change a word, I'll move this here, move that there, because the way I speak is sometimes different from the way that people write. Like, maybe I like having my descriptors after the verb or the noun or whatever. I don't know. Something like that. But yeah. So usually I'll switch it up a little bit. And then, let's see. You have a great idea for a script. Do you PM your favorite script writer, post a request, or get ready to ramble fap? Oh, God. Probably ramble fap, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, probably ramble fap. I don't want to bother someone else. I feel bad. And then bonus questions. Are there things writers should never put in a script? I don't know. Like, the thing is, if there's something that I'm really against, I just won't do it. But go for it. And then, what do you wish script writers did more of? I don't know. Maybe, but no, I don't know. Switches? I think switches are nice. I don't know if I've bookmarked any of those yet, but yeah. Anywho, that was the end of that questionnaire, and I was right. I was able to do this audio in less than 20 minutes. That gives me enough time to get dressed and get out the door. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you have a better idea of who I am now after these two questionnaires plus three from last night. But yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. And yeah, toodles.